federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to cap late fees on credit cards, a move that was scheduled to take effect this week.
The temporary nationwide injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a victory for major banks and credit card companies, which generate billions in revenue each year from late fees, and were seeking to prevent the proposal from being implemented. Paul Gomez reporting.
Russian military forces have launched a fresh series of attacks on the region surrounding the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, leading to the evacuation of thousands from the area.
On Saturday, Russian officials claimed to have captured five villages near the Ukrainian town of Vovchansk, which is situated just 3.7 miles from the border with Russia. However, Kharkiv Oblast Governor Oleh Sinyahubov later refuted these claims, stating during a broadcast on Ukrainian national television that no territory had been lost. Benjamin White reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has overseen another test firing of a new multiple rocket launch system that the country plans to deploy to its forces starting this year, according to state media reports.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Friday's test confirmed the advantage and destructive power of the 240-millimeter multiple rocket launcher and its guided shells. The agency stated that the system, which the North has already tested twice this year, will be deployed to combat units from 2024 to 2026 to replace older weapons. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Federal prosecutors are seeking the maximum sentence for the man who was convicted of breaking into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul with a hammer in 2022.
The Department of Justice has filed a sentencing memorandum in anticipation of this week's sentencing of David DePape, stating that he should be imprisoned for 40 years for his crimes. DePape was convicted in November for the October 28, 2022 break-in and attack on Paul Pelosi. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A late-night shooting inside an Ohio movie theater has left one man dead, according to police.
The shooting occurred on Friday night at approximately 11 p.m. when the Massillon Police Department was notified of a shooting inside a Regal Cinemas movie theater in Massillon, Ohio, some 50 miles south of Cleveland. The victim has been identified as Darren Davis, 27, from Canton, Ohio. Jim Kender reporting.
Sean Diddy Combs on Friday asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit alleging that he and two co-defendants raped a 17-year-old girl in a New York recording studio in 2003.
Combs stated that the lawsuit was a false and hideous claim that was filed too late under the law. This legal move is the latest response from the 54-year-old hip-hop mogul and his legal team after he was subjected to several similar lawsuits and a subsequent criminal sex trafficking investigation. Lawrence Keller reporting.
One of three Colorado teenagers charged in connection with a rock-throwing spree that killed a 20-year-old driver last year has pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal, officials said.
Seven vehicles were hit by large landscaping rocks on the night of April 19, 2023. Three people were injured, and one, Alexa Bartell, the final victim, was killed, according to prosecutors. Three then 18-year-old seniors were charged with 13 counts, including first-degree murder with extreme indifference. Kyle Norris reporting.
Oprah Winfrey is apologizing for being a major contributor to diet culture.
While hosting the Weight Watchers Live special, Making the Shift, on Thursday, the talk show host acknowledged her role in diet culture and how she is done with the shaming. "I've been a steadfast participant in this diet culture," Winfrey said. "I've been a major contributor to it," she stated. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.